This is KUT. Congressional midterm elections are still a long way off, but a lot of people are already showing interest in running. And as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, many of them are embracing an environmental message that, traditionally, has been kept on the sidelines in Texas.
Ask Derek Crow why he jumped into the Democratic primary for Texas Congressional District 21 that includes a big part of Austin. He'll start talking about climate change right out of the gate.
I have a 2-year-old son. His name's Henry, and he's never known a year that wasn't the hottest year in history on the planet, and that alarms me.
Of course, he means modern history, but you get the point. Climate is front and center. And not just for Crow, but for other candidates in what's shaping up to be a crowded primary race, and in other districts too. That's something different, says Cal Gilson. He's a political science professor at SMU.
Climate change generally and the environment are background issues. They generally don't motivate the vote for most people, although there is a green community that is deeply aware of it.
So what's changed? I bet you can guess.
We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and stop.
Here's Donald Trump at a campaign speech last year.
Unbelievable. And stop all payments of the United States tax dollars to UN global warming programs.
Gilson says now that climate skeptics control both houses of Congress and the executive branch.
It's a motivating part of the Democratic resistance to motivate Democrats to stand against the Trump administration.
But he says climate will be an especially hot topic in the District 21 race that Derek Crow's entered. The reason is Lamar Smith, the congressman that's represented that district for decades. Smith chairs the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. He's used that platform to challenge established climate science and scientists.
Historically, he's been safe enough in his district that he could do that without thinking very much about it.
But now the district includes more of Austin and San Antonio.
It's more competitive, and so you've got a lot of Democrats trying to get in a race.
Smith's office didn't respond to an email requesting comments, but here he is at a panel hearing this year.
All too often, scientists ignore the basic tenets of science in order to justify their claims. Their ultimate goal appears to be to promote a personal agenda.
Let's take a step back for a second.
Again, Derek Crow.
Yale Climate Connections does polling on what different congressional districts think about climate change. And 70% of people in this district believe that global warming is happening, and 70% of people believe that scientists are to be trusted on this issue.
So he and other candidates see it as an opening. And that could mean a general election race where climate gets a lot more attention than usual. Mose Bushell, KUT News.